Hey, what are you listening to?
Oh, you didn't get that?
Get what?
Themnutspodcast.com.
Welcome to Them Nuts Podcast Show, hosted by comedians Darius Campbell, Ray Chung, and Matt Cole. Also, Bucky, the executive producer, and the producer, Luis Gomez. You can check us out on all your social media networks.
Still continuing? You still listening?
Yep.
Damn, dude.
Do you listen to all the podcasts?
No.
I think he says he's a masochist,
probably,
dude.
Hey, these two probably never heard our podcast.
Masochist, trash narcissist.
From the very beginning, I don't think they've ever listened
to it. I'm also the only one that promotes it on social media.
I used to promote it on social media.
But then he started doing it too much.
You know what? So I stepped back. I didn't want to be overthrowing it.
Actually, I think each one of us should promote it because it's our show. It's our podcast. And here's the thing. We got a sponsor. We never talk about our sponsor.
Which we have two sponsors, and we never talk about neither one of them.
The other
one of them is Legal Shield, and the other one is
Legal Shield. Yeah.
Oh, Blue Dream Host. This shit,
dude, they gave us our own promo code to use.
Right?
It's as bad as deal.
Never use it.
We never use it. We could just record something and put it in the beginning.
Yeah, really quick.
We have never done this.
The roast them nuts before the episode starts.
The roast the nuts before the nuts.
The shit that's wrong with them nuts. I like it.
Well, we need to sit down and have like a talk. Like, hey guys, let's come together, man.
Let's come together, man.
Rancid nuts.
Wait, hold on. Were we supposed to have that come together meeting last week or two? Bucky's. We gotta blame Bucky. Bucky's always out. Let's blame Bucky. He's not here. Let's
first off, this
bus.
Daughter thing. Come on, man. Give her some custody back. We need to really get this.
So release a little bit of the custody, huh?
I'm glad people can laugh at that.
No, he's going to listen to it, so that's good. So
Bucky, you see Bill Burr's special?
He will. Bucky listens to the show, unlike some of you.
Come here. Okay. Yeah. I was like, fuck. I'd rather watch Bill Burr, but okay, whatever. Yeah.
That was gay. I don't even know what just happened.
You don't know Bill Burr's
special? Bill Burr's special?
The new one, yeah. It was like, it just came out. So I was watching it before it came out here.
Oh. There's some great bits on it, man. Some great bits.
It's a great idea because he did it in black and white. I was like, dude, that's cool. That's cool as shit.
Yeah, he said it. Like, he's sick of high def. He doesn't want to see people's pores. He thinks comedy should be dirty and grimy. Like the way Stanhope shot his, it wasn't an HD shoot. And he was saying like the look of it, the feel of it.
It's very
one of the better
school
specials you've seen in a long time. As far as like the way, and he goes, what's it called? The they swoop in. He was making fun of that shit.
Oh,
he goes,
like the crane shot.
Yeah, the crane shot. He goes, I'm sitting here telling jokes. It's not Jason Bourne. You'd have to like do a 360 degree angle. The dick joke doesn't swoop any further.
Hey, you guys have a name for your specials yet?
You laughing because you're like, wait, why are you laughing? Because
we got to tell who we got in the house first.
Oh, that's Matt's job. Tell him.
Oh yeah,
Matt.
It's been a while since we've been on.
Did you do the 1, 2, 3? And then did you say,
you've
been recording since you've been talking about our sponsors. Yeah. So
got those sponsors. Yeah.
So by the way,
drop our sponsors and introduce our guests.
Yeah.
Hey Matt, do you have a website?
No.
You know, we got a great deal promotion going on right now. If you go to dreamhost.com and sign up with the promo code comedy595, not only do you get a free domain, you can be Matt Avila. Yes, I am a comedian.com. You also get unlimited hosting, unlimited email, all that good shit. And it's only $5.95 a month.
I can't wait for all that good shit.
That's right. Promo code 595, comedy 595, at www.dreamhost.com.
That was good. That was good. Now go on. Touch our guests.
Yeah, a guest in house tonight. Come on, do it third person. Throw it at me.
Oh, Matt Avila.
Is that how you say it? Avila.
Matt, I don't even know how to say it.
I've been saying Avila for...
Are you ovulating?
Avila. Yeah. Ovulating.
Avila. Okay.
Matt Avila. Avila.
Matt Avila. Avila. Is it Avila?
However.
Is it Avila or... Yeah, because I
heard my dad say it on the phone the other day, and I've been doing it wrong for like 26 years.
How old are you?
For our listeners, how do we say it in English?
Avila.
Okay, Avila, everybody. Avila. All right.
Took me about 3 seconds to figure out. Matt Avila.
What do you do?
I do stand-up comedy.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, so wait, so what was your name of your special, and why were you laughing?
No, I'm laughing because one of your previous guests, Derek Murray, and I rented out a space that I do a monthly show at. We rented it out to shoot 30 minutes.
Nice.
And about 15 people showed up, and so I'm laughing because, like,
I was
I've
one
already
of them.
Done that.
I was one of them.
That was your special?
No, it wasn't like a special. Like, it's in my computer. No one's ever seen it.
Yeah, that's special for
no, but
real.
It was intended to be a special?
It was intended to be, yeah, just something
and
to
And then life
have
came around and smacked you in the
and
face.
And then I watched it and heard all the silence.
laugh track, baby.
Laugh track. Got to add that laugh track. But
right.
No, I'd never named
what
it.
What would you have named it?
It was a big deal. They even had, like, a background piece that was
yeah,
lit up.
We,
what would you have named it? Like, the aborted fetus? What would you name it?
Probably ovulating.
Yeah. No, that sounds good. That
ovulating.
Sounds, yeah,
that's
ovulating.
It, yeah. Okay, so what's your real special being called?
I don't know.
Have you thought about it? How about you, Matt?
I don't know.
No,
I
haven't
thought about it. No. Ray, what's yours?
Yeah, what you got, man? Something
don't,
lame.
Yeah, no, come on, Ray. Lame, you didn't open up a question
you know
like that.
I'm taking,
just
I know what it's going to be called. I'm taking it out of yours. It's going to be Matt Cole. White Precious.
White Precious?
It's pretty good. Already taken.
I actually took that. I used it on stage the other day.
Yeah, how'd
it
go?
It blew up really good.
This that's taken, dude.
Well, hey.
Where'd you go?
Bray Improv.
And they got it?
Well, I threw it in because I talk about the nicknames I gave to my black girlfriend, and I told her about the one she gave me.
Oh, I wish I was there. I would have been so proud.
It blew up.
It would have been so proud.
I was excited. I wanted to tell you. You know, I didn't want to do a recording, but yeah.
No, thank you, man. We appreciate you sharing. But so, Ray,
no, mine was stupid. It was like rated R, and I was like, it's fucking gay.
Yeah, you actually have a special?
This is the thinking about, because as a comedian, eventually.
No, is it rated R? Are you saying it was gonna be?
No, that's the title. That's how gay it was. Like, oh, I'm gonna be rated R. Yeah.
I'm not agreeing with you. That's
when
gay.
You said something lame.
Yeah,
you really.
Yeah.
Back that up.
You were stepping on top of lame.
I wasn't lying.
It's pretty spot on.
I can see like Matt Cole, Sweat and Gravy, or something like fun. Like, you know, like
no, but you got to be thinking about it, right? You're thinking like in your back of your mind, you're like, eventually, I'm gonna do a special, right?
Yeah. Louis thinking of a special for us. He already got it. Look at it in his head. That's our special, Louis.
I think he's just wishing he could be anywhere else.
He always wishes that. Yeah, so we can't.
That's the name of the special. Wishing you were somewhere else.
That would be a great name.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I think I think comedians always think about that.
Yeah.
Like where you would do your
right?
first hour or where you would film it at.
Because I was thinking about it recently. I think I like the new club format as opposed to these big auditoriums. I mean, I know you get more money, you sell out, but like it feels so cool and cozy when it's
to
like,
do it in a club. Yeah.
Like a lounge, like more
yeah,
up close
and
personal.
A lounge would be nice.
Something with a taller stage than normal.
Yeah. Joe Rogan's
but like with a couch, couches and stuff, and people chilling out.
Yeah,
that's what I would probably want.
I don't
to
know, man.
Special.
Like that's too relaxing. You want
for them, but you want to be all hype and up. You want them standing up, jumping?
No, you want
BET
them.
Style?
That's why a comedy club. It's a club that's made for fucking laughing.
Yeah, but it got tables and chairs.
Well, when you chose your venue to record your special, what real thought process went into that?
Well, I said we already use that space for a monthly show. And it won't be that difficult to make it exclusive for all of our fans to come watch. And lo and behold, 15 of them came.
It was hilarious that night.
We
across
started
the way at a restaurant.
To people outside, like, hey, we're going to film something.
But it was
you guys
a hardcore band. It was like hardcore music.
There's a hardcore band across the street and... Someone was like, oh, just go ask them to come out. I was like, I don't want those
fuck come, you, get off the stage! Yeah.
All, like, amped up on moshing and beating each other up.
Yeah, now they want to go here. You do a comedy
they don't
set.
Laugh.
Yeah.
That would have been hilarious.
Yeah.
So, wait, was it...
25
did you know,
fucking drunk hecklers.
Did you know while you were on stage that this was going to be a hilarious moment? Like,
like embarrassingly hilarious?
Yeah, like, unintentionally.
Yeah, I think after, like, the first 10 minutes, I was like, well, at least I'm going to do 30 minutes.
Yeah,
30,
man.
I did my 30.
Yeah.
Was it your first time ever doing 30? Because it looked like it when I was there.
Wow. That was the first time doing 30. I had done 16 before.
He ran the light. It was 15.
He
ran the light.
He did 16, yeah.
I did 16. I've never done 30.
The last time I got put on the show, and it was the last time, I ran the light really bad on you, so I felt bad about that.
But it was okay. You were doing well.
All right,
so it wasn't like...
Was this first?
What's up?
First time he's doing well?
First and last time.
Yeah. I wanted him to experience it as long as possible.
Suck it all this, buddy. Yeah. Suck
that's
it
right.
All
karma
this.
Comes back when I did my first professional live taping at a place that since 300 people, there was only 14 people in the room.
That one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you talked about that off there.
We were talking about it. We've talked about it before.
Yeah.
But that's supposedly. Great.
Yeah, that's part of life, man. Hey, you know.
So it was 15 people, including Matt.
Including Matt
was
Cole,
one of the
so it's about another 20.
Yeah.
Well, what he's saying is I have such a profound laugh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, really filled that room. Really
okay, so before though, you guys were mentioning laugh track. Would you use it? Would you?
I wouldn't, because it seems to be, it's deceitful. But correct. Every special that Comedy Central exactly. puts out has
a laugh track. Yeah. So, I was going to say, and there's natural laugh tracks where if you get enough people laughing, you know, the warm-up thing, like, yeah. do this kind of laugh, do that kind of a
yeah,
laugh.
Yeah, that's what they do for, like, yeah. Showtime and all that. Yeah. yeah.
So, I could have used it on mine, that's for damn sure.
Yeah.
Burp it in the microphone.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah. That's
cool. I don't know. Like, it depends. Like, if it's for a special that you... I mean, it's going to be probably... You want it the best sound possible, so it's a little kind of...
Yeah.
Not natural as it is. You know, you're going to have, like,
mics everywhere. If you had a real producer, though, they could make it fade
I, yeah,
in
I think,
and
I mean,
sound,
with Matt's point, like, you know, I don't want it to be fake laughs, though. Like, yeah. I might want to amplify so it sounds louder than it
yeah, I don't want
mic,
it's like
maybe,
sitcom
but,
laughs
yeah.
where it's like, oh, punchline. Ha, 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 You know, yeah. it's just like...
Put in an ooh and an ah, like an old yeah. Full House episode.
Right. Or sometimes, like, if you listen, like, when you listen to actual, like, the good recorded ones, like Bill Burr's and stuff, you hear that one person just... One person in the crowd sure. is louder
just,
than everybody
yeah,
else.
Just think, yeah.
And like, and then every now and again, you pick up another like part where it's like, oh, this person on this side of the room is laughing harder.
Oh, and yeah. then 10 years from now, we mm-hmm. found out he was using laugh track.
Oh, be God. Pissed off, like, I would be so bummed. He's like one of my favorites. If he was like, I use laugh track on every single special.
No. You've never seen me live, have
that's
you?
That's worse than what Cosby did in my eyes. And yeah. Bill Burr says, I use laugh track on every special.
He raped me yeah. from my senses. You took my senses. So exactly. How long have you been doing comedy for?
3.5 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming obviously
wait, so
all
when
down
was
here.
This fucking special?
Yeah. Oh, this one.
You like, pretentious fucking comedy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Not, you
wait,
because
hey, you're filming a special and you've only been doing it for 3.5.
That's
I've been
well,
for 7.
If you guys know Derek Murray.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of fall into his thinking sometimes. This was earlier this year in 2014.
Okay. So at least 2 years.
Yeah, okay. We were already like 2 years.
Derek's like, we got to do this.
Yeah, yeah, Derek was like,
we
why not?
We got to do it.
No, yeah. He's like, this material's only good for now. We're going to go past this. We need a record of this, and this way we can pump it
in
out, man.
6 months when we can't talk about whatever was big 6 months ago.
Yeah, we got to jump on it now, bro.
Exactly.
Jump on it now. Like, eBay's calling
have
us.
Have you kept any of the material from that special?
I'm
going to keep calling it, by the way, a special.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
No, it is a special.
This unreleased special. I have kept some stuff just because there's a couple things that, looking back, right. I say, oh, I could do that way better now.
Right. So
like,
yeah.
I can make
it. You kept it, but you developed it.
I've developed yeah, it gotcha. Much further, yeah. Right. Gotcha. So, but there's probably like 10 minutes out of it that I've
oh, that's
hung
good,
on to.
That's good.
There's a pretty good story about my first time at Six Flags.
Right.
Which took place when I was 24.
No, oh, wow.
So.
Good, oh, I've shit. Never been there, so.
Yeah.
You tell me
well,
about
you're
it.
Black, so.
Oh, wow. Boom. I don't know that.
Oh, you didn't
I am
know?
Black? Oh, God.
They don't like roller coasters, do they?
I don't know if they do. He's asking me like after the census on the Negro
I was
world.
Like, I'm like, first off, you're going to steal racial shit. Do it on somebody else's podcast. That's my gig here.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, which is true.
That
which
is
I'm sorry. Very true.
When I have
yeah.
my own, then
they,
I'll just
yeah. Yeah, I'll come to yours yeah. if you can do racial shit.
So do
yeah.
they? No, I have
not. Nah, Negroes don't like up and down, man. Yeah, exactly.
Not even elevators.
That was for... No, no.
That wasn't a good one.
That
wasn't
good.
No. So I was going to make fun of you some more about the special.
Yeah.
That was
why?
No. Oh, so like, you kept 10 minutes from the special. Do you still have that 20-minute bit about how into Jake Gyllenhaal you are? Or
it's Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling. No.
I still have that. Okay. I haven't done it in a while. I was thinking about it the other day. And it's just like, I don't want to say it's hacky, but it's definitely like, why do I need to do it? Like, you could say
every
that
time.
About anyone and people will get it. It doesn't
hacky,
need to be
no. Brokebacky, yes.
Yeah, very yeah. brokebacky, but... That happens.
Hey, he's an attractive dude.
Yeah, wrong. Right? I'm glad you agree, Ray.
All right, your top 5 hot white guys. Go.
Yeah.
Hey, we did top 5 white chicks. We yeah. might as well do top 5 white
top
guys.
Top 5 white guys.
We haven't done it yet, guys.
Yeah, you know what? We're not going to do that. Oh. So yeah. I'm sorry, bro.
That's fine.
You're welcome to do it off air.
All right.
Bradley Cooper.
Later.
Bradley Cooper. Start with Bradley Cooper. He's number 4.
Actually, he's number 1.
Well, you think so?
Yeah, he's number 1. Now we're getting into that topic. That's how gay we always get.
He tricked
yeah,
you.
Yeah. He did, because I'm like, no, Bradley Cooper's a sexy guy, man. Bradley Cooper is sexy. Yeah, sorry.
That's good.
No, that Liam Hemsworth guy. Fucking, I watched Thor the other day. I was like, that's a good-looking dude.
Oh, see, I didn't even know who he was.
Is that his real name? I just know him as Thor.
Yeah, yeah, I just knew
Thor.
Yeah,
he's
Thor too.
A pretty handsome guy.
Yeah.
Looks like he could hug you well.
But then Brad always still has the top. Brad's
always topping your
yeah,
ass.
Brad, because he's old school.
Well, I mean,
wait.
In reality,
no,
he would
Pitt.
Probably
no,
still
Pitt.
Be the bottom.
Pitt.
So for the top, yeah.
Yeah, no, but Pitt.
Brad Pitt yeah, he's like a living
every,
legend.
Brad Pitt watching in this room right now, you guys all would solidly.
Oh, yeah.
The only one I go gay for is fucking, I still don't give a shit, Sean Connery, dude.
Sean Connery.
You like the beard.
Just having him grab me by the back end and be like, who's daddy's little girl? And just like, just, I'm sorry. I'm not, no one can see him. I can't fake all the ones. But
I'm just like, I appreciate that. Going
call
old
school. Call in guests. Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Too far old school, but that's cool.
Dude, that's, yeah, is he still alive?
He's still alive. Okay, okay. I think he's retired.
Yeah, and I think he's got some kind of disease. So.
Probably.
Yeah,
he's fucking old white. Jeez.
That's what we shame. Do, man.
Just get
we
old, get old,
and
disease.
We die. Yeah. We die well.
Yeah.
Handsomely.
So you run a room. Is it still a monthly room going for you?
Still a monthly room. The last Sunday of every month in Pomona, California.
Okay.
Called ZBA 256. That's the business.
Can I also let them know this is the nice area of Pomona?
There's
actually a three-block area that's nice in Pomona.
It's a fairly nice area of Pomona. The downtown arts district, as
by
they call it
by the Glass House and everything.
Yeah, there's the Glass House music venue, the Fox Theater. Oh, really? And they just opened up another new venue there, which is called The Flyaway. So there's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of cool craft beer spots for...
Is it more the new upper
crowd? Well, actually, the spot you're in, it's nice more, wine, craft beer,
yeah.
And like the gallery
there's
section.
An art gallery,
yeah, it sounds
yeah.
like it's more like the upper yuppie
yeah,
type
kind of, yeah. Yeah. Well, we yeah. got
I
a lot
say
of that.
Yuppie more hipstery.
We get, yeah, more hipsters. We get a lot
there's
of that.
An art school, right, there's yuppies, an art college right
hipsters
now.
Hipsters are going
to
be yuppies in 30 years.
Yeah, that's
so.
All it is. Yeah, that's all it is. Yeah. Yeah. They're just basically pre-yuppies.
Pre-yuppies.
That is the name of my fucking album now.
Hipsters are yuppies in 30 years.
Hipsters
yeah, so we get a lot of that overflow from the Claremont colleges. Claremont's mm-hmm. another hipstery town.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really cool spot. Last show we had, a lot of the college kids did not get the jokes. Because they're a little too more adult, and they're young kids. They're like 21, 22.
Correct.
So they are just kind of like, I don't get what's wrong with like not having money. Because they, they have no idea how that works.
My mother paid for my tuition.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you bring out like a lot of bigger name LA guys.
Yeah, we always try to get about two really, I mean, I don't want to say big, but people who've done like Conan spots, Craig Ferguson.
Right.
Something with Comedy Central, whether it's like Drunk History or a half hour special.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a couple writers from like Ridiculousness come out.
Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah, which like that's I guess one of MTV's most popular shows.
Yeah.
So to have that changed. Name next to it, people will come out for that. I'm trying to tap into that Girl Code.
Mm-hmm.
Market because so many people watch that show.
Just put from Bravo and they yeah. all
from Bravo and people will show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's
hey,
we try to.
Have you ever seen Drunk History, Darius?
Nope.
We need to get Darius to do Drunk History.
We need Darius
he's
to do Drunk.
He's gonna say
history.
Two words and just fall asleep.
Just pass it.
That's what Darius is gonna do.
Actually, that would be fucking hilarious.
Have you ever?
I'm always drunk.
Every
though.
Time I watch that show, watch I try to like. I'm trying to imagine myself doing it. I don't know how to do it. They have a pretty good memory being drunk. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, it's
what
crazy.
Is it? Are they talking about it while being drunk?
Yeah, yeah
that's like, they what they do is like they get drunk first and then. They, because I, one of the guys who did our show did Drunk History.
Yeah.
And I asked him about it, and he was just like, yeah, so they get you drunk, and then they have you memorize this story, and then they interview you about the story. So, like, you...
While you're drunk.
While you're drunk.
Perfect.
And then they let you drink while you're telling the story.
That's even better.
So...
So they don't... it's not like a story that you brought in, like, I want to talk about this
no,
story.
No, they give you the story.
Okay, so that's how they do it. Okay.
Because that's how all the episodes are so thematic, where it's, like, okay. all about New York, right. or all about Hawaii, or all about Chicago.
Yeah.
So. Dude, we should try
back
that.
In the day,
I just want to see how
we'd be
we
drunk,
do.
Right? Well, it's like the camping trip we were going to try.
Did you get drunk talking about the camping trip? Well, and then you were like, I guess we went camping.
No, we were planning the camping
we
trip.
We tried so hard to do stuff, and it's just...
It just is no. a
when we finally renamed this, we're renaming the podcast LOF.
LOF? Laughing...
Oh, no, just lack of follow through.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when you get, like...
Dudes.
Four comedians?
No, yeah. dudes.
And four dudes are like, yeah, let's do this. Yeah. And then 6 months passes by.
Wait. Was it your turn to do it? Or was it mine?
Does the Swamp Thing live outside? What's that noise, man?
That's the pool cleaner, man.
Oh, there's a pool cleaner? He's right behind me.
Mexican people
crawling.
Can't hire Mexican people. They put a cleaner in
yeah.
there, bro.
Yeah.
I know you know
that's
nah.
Yeah, so no, that's what happens when you got dudes on the tap. If we had a female here, pushy.
That would get stuff done.
Yeah. We have one bitch, but she's kind of big.
Perkiest titties in the room now. I'm telling you right now.
Very, very luscious woman you have mm-hmm. here.
BBW.
So, dude, you've been doing this for 3.5 years. Have you been on the road, gone anywhere yet?
No, the first that I've gone is San Diego.
Who'd you go down there with?
I went down there on my own, but I did some shows with Rich Slayton.
Yeah.
At the Comedy Palace. Okay. Kate Gary was on those, and Robert Tran.
Okay, cool.
So they were pretty fun shows. The Comedy Palace is a pretty good room.
Yeah. I mean, Ray, you've done Comedy Palace, haven't you?
No,
Matt, have you done the Palace?
I've done the Palace once. They got an open mic down there now, too.
Oh, really?
The guy who runs it came up and invited us down recently.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah, that's it's a pretty well-run Zach Miller show.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a well-run show. And
shout out to Zach. Haven't done one of your shows for a while.
Oh, is that a sore spot for you?
No, it's only sore if you watch 14 people on the show.
It's only if you... I get that.
I feel bad for saying that.
Yeah, you do that.
Take another beer. Who's doing better?
He's gonna listen to it.
What's that drug history?
You know?
Yeah, which is true.
Okay.
We did invite you to come to the show.
I'm
listening to this bullshit.
Zach, come on out, buddy. Come on out.
You invited Zach to come to the podcast several times, man.
You have?
Yeah, remember? But he wanted to... Tuesday at 3 o'clock.
Well, yeah.
Oh, that's right. That one time.
Yeah. Tuesday at 3 p.m.
Yeah. Well, the problem is you asked them to bring people to listen, so it's
a bringer podcast.
It's a bringer podcast.
10 people minimum.
Yeah,
yeah. And I've been to great cities after I've started doing comedy. Like I went to New York like 6 months in.
Yeah.
And my friend that I was visiting, she was like, "You have to do an open mic." I was like, "No, I don't. Like, this is frightening." And now looking back, I kind of wish I did it because.
Yeah, that'd be
but
cool.
One of two things would have happened. I would have done it, and I would have bombed so terribly that I'd have been like, "Yeah, I guess I'm not going to do comedy anymore, guys." Because New York is, you know, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere.
Right.
Or I would have like done it and gone like done okay.
Yeah, then you would have felt good about yourself.
Yeah, I would have felt good. So,
the normal outcome of every open mic.
Yeah,
the normal outcome of every comedy show.
The first one sounded more like a win for us, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it would have been a better story.
You wouldn't have had to do this on this podcast.
No, I'm just talking about like I bombed so hard. Well, you've bombed a lot. What's the worst?
How did we cover from?
What's the worst been so far? What's the worst show you've done so far?
Oh, the worst show
other than the Rio.
Yeah, the Rio. That was just me though. I just like had a breakdown of
you just cried?
No, I didn't cry, but I was just like, what am I doing here? Like, why am I here?
Did you witness this, Matt?
I was there for it.
He's the one who booked me for it. There was a funny enough. It was another Zach Miller show at a bar called Happy's in Chino. That there were 7 people there, and weirdest thing, 4 dudes were there out of the 7, and they got bottle service at a sports bar. Which was just like, if you were getting bottle service at a sports bar, you just shouldn't leave your house. Like, there's no point in that. So they started heckling me like 2 minutes in, and everyone was supposed to do about 8 minutes, and Zach only, he let me at like 5. He's like, just get off the stage right now. And I think I did 6, but that one was pretty bad.
And is that Liam's?
No, it was called Happy's.
Oh.
Yeah, Happy's in Chino, California. They only did like 4 shows there. It was so terrible. That they like no one would ever do well there.
Okay, so nobody.
Kind of like McAllen's.
Yeah, a little like McAllen's. I did well at McAllen's.
Yeah, you had a good set. Yeah,
done well at McAllen's.
Tell us about a good set at McAllen's. What's that like? I never had one there.
The best set you could have at McAllen's in what is it? Rancho Cucamonga.
That was Rancho. Yeah.
Yeah, the best set you could have there is just like the worst set you could have at the Ontario Improv.
Okay.
Which is they'll still laugh at you, but you know. What's I think there's a
is
drug raid right
happened?
Now.
DEA.
No, DEA. That's our next we're getting raided right now. Somebody.
Our next guest is
getting spotted, as they call it. Yeah. Somebody called in.
I don't know. I think after a certain point, you have to stop thinking of it as bombing.
Then it's practice.
You switch up your perspective.
What's your perspective on it now?
Well, like that night at the Rio, I feel like that was a bomb because I just didn't do well. And then now I think it's like if I go to a show and just people don't laugh, it's like okay. I didn't connect with them. I don't see it as bombing necessarily.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you basically see it as they didn't relate to you.
Yeah, they didn't relate to me and, you know.
Yeah,
shit
I feel
like
it's just your expectations. Like you could have like a great set, but you had this one joke you wanted, you forgot it. I feel like that could be a bombing or whatever.
The dog's off the chain, everybody.
Yeah,
the dog's off the chain.
The pit bull
right
got off the chain.
Yeah, don't worry
and
about
now
that.
The pit bull's opening a Velcro backpack.
That's our next guest in the house, Manny.
This is the best.
This is like, unloading beer as he
no
runs
one knows
up the
what's going to happen.
Yeah. No, this is what they do in the
just
podcast.
Had our second guest drop by with a backpack full of beer.
Yeah. Like multiple pockets.
Wow.
Is it cold?
It's kind of cool.
Yeah. It's a little chilly outside.
Yeah.
That's good.
And a world heavyweight title belt.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Put that on.
More Velcro.
There it is. That's that on.
That's a tiny belt, dude. I don't think it's going to fit around your waist.
Yes.
Did you guys watch wrestling at all growing up?
I did.
You did.
I stopped, though, when I was a kid, because that's when you should.
That's when you should. People don't.
Actually, I had a revested an interest when I first moved out here. That was like all the guys in my college dorm were into.
Really?
And so like that's when I my first thing I was just like The Rock and all the new
shit.
You
were at a Christian college, right?
Well, when I first
so came, they believe in God, but they follow wrestling.
I came out here, it wasn't a Christian school.
Oh, yeah. When you came out here, it wasn't a Christian school?
No, I went to I guess it was. My first semester was at a place called PCC, Pacific Christian College. Which then became Hope International University. Anyways,
In Fullerton, right?
Yeah, but I contracted through that school so I could get into Cal State Fullerton without having to
wait an extra semester.
Well, it was they had a contract program.
Oh, okay.
Telecommunications. Okay. It's boring shit. Anyways, but yeah, like that was my friend's introduction back into wrestling. I'm like, what is this horse shit, man? It's when The Rock was big, and I'm like, this is fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Where's Hacksaw Jim Duncan? And like, where's all like,
Dwayne Johnson.
But, you know, Papa Lou Albano and other ones I fucking love. Like,
I love how you're butchering these names. But that's the thing about wrestling fans is, like, you get a name wrong if you're like, oh, who's that guy? Stony Cold? Like, Stone Cold Steve Austin, man.
Yeah.
Get it right.
Yeah. Or how bad did I hack up those last two names?
It's Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Duggan, I said Duggan.
And Captain Lou Albano, not Papa Lou Albano. Papa Lou Albano is a better name, though.
I thought he was Papa Lou, man. All I know is he was in, you know what? Fuck
Cyndi Lauper's music video?
for Goonies, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, for Goonies.
Was he in the movie The Goonies?
No,
he was in the music video that Cyndi Lauper did. Cyndi Rappa. Is that, I don't even want to say what race that could be.
That was the guys doing the Japanese hibachi thing, yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they made, you were allowed to make Asian jokes back in the 80s.
In the 80s?
Yeah. The McAsians.
No, you can't make jokes about any races now, right?
No.
You can. You can't
but you
make
have to do it in the privacy of your own home?
No.
Yeah.
You always look both podcast. Ways.
Yeah.
I'm going to offend this black guy, I'm going to offend that black guy. Let's do this.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. How do you feel about that? Racial jokes and all that? Are you...
They're part of the American...
Comedy set.
Like...
We grew up with
him. Where would Chris Rock be if he didn't make so many racial jokes? Like... You know, it's hard to explain that, but I don't know. I get it. If you make them, that's fine.
Do you not have anything about race or anything like that in your act?
No, I don't think so.
What about like even your own race? Are they coming up in like your family? Is there like anything you talk about?
I don't.
Aren't you something funky? Aren't you
I'm
like
Mexican?
Just Mexican.
I'm just Mexican.
not like something like more.
Wait, aren't you something
ethnic?
Funky? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Costa Rican. Right, so it's like that's a fun one to be.
I am the most whitewashed Mexican person you'll ever meet.
Can you just say educated? I hate the word whitewashed.
You know what? That is cool because one of the kids today said to me, "I'm whitewashed too," so it's all right.
Oh, okay.
It's educated. You're educated.
It's educated.
No, it's whitewashed. It is whitewashed.
More offensive. Yes.
So I mean, it doesn't being whitewashed. Why's it got to be racial? Can't you just say, "Well, I'm part of a different socioeconomic
standard"?
Oh, you
said he has any racial shit in his thing. You just said a racial statement. He's whitewashed.
I'm whitewashed.
Yeah. You don't like
and
that?
Then, no, it's more of a cultural thing than an education thing.
I have cousins who are, like, professors and stuff at, like, I have a cousin who's an administrator at USC.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he calls himself Chicano. He doesn't say he's educated.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, you got, what's you mumbling over there, Manny?
The pit bull's mumbling.
Let me get a microphone. Anyways, I'll talk about some Chicano.
And
you
he brought a book.
Turn. Okay.
He brought a book, too. Yeah. So no. So did you go to school here?
Yeah, I went to school at Fullerton.
Okay.
Are you still going?
No, I've finished.
Hey,
political science.
Oh, you're a really?
Yeah.
You're a poli sci guy.
Poli sci.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I
what are you doing
Nikes.
With that degree, buddy? What are you using?
Stand up comedy.
Nice. Now you don't have like a real job?
No. I deliver flowers.
Really?
Yeah, it's my day job. So I was listening to Robert Zoroff's episode, and he was talking about seeing a dead body in a fraternity.
Yeah. Yep.
I see dead bodies all the time. Because I deliver to a lot of funerals.
Okay. Yeah. Same with Tony Alfano. He used to pick him up. You should listen to that episode.
Oh,
that's
really?
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, so when he brought up how he saw a dead body, I was just like, yeah, that's nothing.
Yeah.
Like,
I see him
at
all
least,
day.
Like, four a week. Like,
all day, every day, all, I'm yeah. seeing dead.
Well, just because you're like going into a funeral home or like an actual dead body, like on the street?
Funeral homes.
Okay.
A lot of funeral homes. And then,
but then they've already been like makeuped up and, you know, they've been cleaned
yeah,
up.
Yeah, they're already done.
And all that
they're
stuff.
They're done. They're ready for.
Yeah, they're ready for worms.
The dirt.
Yeah.
But it's still pretty creepy.
Yeah, just see a dead body is creepy.
Yeah.
Complete. Especially if a guy...
And, like, some of them have smiles. Which I don't know. Like,
yeah,
why
they put a smile on a guy's face?
Yeah.
That's really weird.
Like, why they do smiles or, like, why...
That reminds me of the first Batman movie. They would die with that smile.
The Joker smile.
Yeah, the Joker smile. I just, I don't like it. Aren't you supposed to look like you're calm and, like, at rest?
Yeah, you're supposed to look like you're serene.
Nah, man, I want, like, a Viking fucking funeral, dude.
Where they burn you a little boat.
It'd be, like, a shitty lake down here. Like, down Elsinore.
Well, yeah, they
shit.
Have to take, like, Lake Mead or Lake Elsinore somewhere.
Yeah.
Fucking burn you
all right out here in his pool.
Cremation sounds very comforting, though.
Yeah. You're not fucking wasting people's time.
Yeah, and then you could make your family members like you have to go spread my ashes somewhere. Yeah,
oh, but that's bullshit. They don't have to do shit. You're dead. I'm gonna flush you like a hamster.
Yeah, but people have so much guilt that they'll be like, we have to do it.
Because just in case it's real, then someone comes back and haunts your ass.
You said fuck with the dead just in case it's real. Yeah. Death is real, bro.
Yeah. No, about the afterlife and shit.
Oh, yeah, the afterlife. Like I would totally.
I don't think you can haunt somebody because of your ashes. And if you spread it, aren't you haunting?
What if you're like, what if you're petty, dude?
What if like your ashes?
Bitch, I'm gonna haunt your ass. If there's an afterlife, I'm gonna haunt your ass.
Oh, I know you.
What
are, if you're petty?
No, but yeah, that's a really like you can make people do things for you even when you're dead.
Yeah,
that's all like relationships are too.
Whoa! You just make people. You fucking dead people?
No. I mean, I date a lot of dead people, guys.
Yeah. So did you just hear me? She sees a lot of dead bodies every week.
What's up?
Nothing.
I do see a lot of dead bodies every week.
Yeah, we've covered this.
Uh-oh.
Matt's getting upset. Yeah,
yeah. Like, I want the meat, dude. I want
the
dirty
about
shit.
Living people.
What's tell me some fucking dirt, man. What do you got? What do you got on who?
About me?
No, it's just in comedy, man. What you got?
Like, who do I have beef with or what?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
You'd have no beef with no
you're,
one.
You're in a fight with somebody right now. What's going on?
Am I?
I don't know, aren't you?
No, I do. You know what I've been noticing on social media that I hate right now or that I'm, like, really, like, thinking about is guys who are so for the feminist movement that, like, they've altered their entire social media presence to be, like, you know, we have to treat women equally.
Yeah, but that's just because they're trying to get laid.
Well, okay, that's partially it. But I think they were so terrible in their past of the way they treated women that they're trying to make up for it.
Oh, so this is another. Oh,
yeah, this is like another thing.
You know what? I'm out of here. You're fucking insulting me.
The main feminist of the Nuts podcast. And like, no, like I think you know I'm one of those like people are people. We should treat everyone equally. But like guys who are like, oh, men suck, right, ladies? It's like, okay, you're pandering.
Totally.
What did you do in college that you feel so guilty about still?
How many women did you roofie?
Yeah, and who do you... Like, who do you really want to have sex with after
Cosby.
The show?
It's no longer roofied. It's Cosby.
No, no, six. I had six. Six I roofied.
You said six of them?
Six of them, yeah.
But you just roofied them.
Yeah.
You didn't even do anything
after. No, I didn't do anything
Just shut them the fuck up.
Yeah,
just take
I pre-roofied them. Hey, somebody else fuck them.
You're like, it seems very annoying.
I can get on board with that. I agree, like, there's this whole... It's like a fake feminist presence. I see it a
I
lot.
I think some of them are. I don't
see
think
a lot
everyone
of
is.
I see a lot
think...
in comedy, too. Like, the guys are like, oh, hey, guys are assholes. You're right. Like, right, girls? The guys are so dumb.
Yeah. And because we're monsters. Mm-hmm. It's like, what did you do in college that you feel bad about?
But that's just social media. That's everywhere right now. Look at every sitcom. Who's the dumb guy? Oh, the dad's dumb. You know?
Yeah, the dumb dad.
And every white male is, you're right. It goes back to reverse racism.
Well, that's
I'm glad you brought that up.
Well, I'm pretty sure it was not
that's
him.
Because sitcoms in the old days were like, what's his name? Jackie Gleason threatened to punch his wife every episode. Yeah.
Which is true.
Yeah.
All in the family.
It's the pendulum.
It's a threat. It never happened.
There's not a single episode where he actually hits her.
On
she
camera.
Doesn't come out of the... On camera, there's a couple deleted scenes.
Well, look, actually, it's one of my favorite YouTube videos. I'll send it to you. It's movies from the 30s, 40s, and 50s. And all the... Back in the day, the actress had, like, a bigger jawline so they could take a better slap across the face. It was hilarious. If you go back and watch, like, they have, like, a manlier jaw because, like, every single... Like, it's some of the slaps are hilarious for no reason. Like,
because they're all
them,
non
like,
on grass or what?
Yeah, like she's talking to him. He turns around.
Mr.
He whips around. He slaps her, and then he starts making out with her. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
That's what women like back then.
Yeah, that's the real women. That's
guys
the real women.
Take charge. Yeah.
Come here, bitch.
I don't think that's not. That's something a lot
please
of girls
don't
like
listen.
I don't know what women like anyway. Yeah. I mean, it's like Bill Burr says, I'm full of shit. I don't know
what I'm talking about. I have not researched.
But I think guys are...
Yo, freaking Darius. So we went to New Mexico, and I got a story to tell about Darius. So the last night, we were fucking just hanging out at a bar, and, like, Darius was picking up chicks. And if, but it was from a distance and shit, right? And so me and like JR's like, dude, who
from
are these
a distance, it's a dark part. They just kept seeing a smile. They had no idea what's going on.
They're far away. And then like we see him dancing on the dance floor with his chicks, and he's wearing a shitty ass Dem Nuts podcast on a dance floor, dance with them.
And the green one or the red one?
And then he brings the chicks over, and these ladies are old as fuck, dude. He brings home some senior citizens.
I was
shit,
trying
dude.
To get these.
And I was like, damn, dog, come on, man.
Hey, they're like what, 48, 40?
No, they're not 84, 85. You gotta reverse the numbers, man.
You know, what was a doctor too, and I was trying to give him over to them.
If a girl
willingly like dances with a guy wearing a shirt that says,
"Yeah, he's wearing that exact shirt."
That's her problem, though.
I was like, "Oh my god, this dude!"
That is totally on her.
Yeah,
I was trying to get. I brought him to the boys and said, "Yo, man,"
and he was doing that same masculine shit. Oh yeah, divorces, men are terrible. That shit, dude. He's like, I'm with you, girl. What are you doing?
I
was like,
I told you.
Yeah.
I felt guilty for my college days, man.
Fucking.
I was trying to tell the girl she was in an abusive relationship. There's no reason to be in an abusive relationship.
Wait, so
girl.
I never asked you that. Why did you go talk to them?
Because Miguel, this guy said, hey, there's two girls sitting by themselves over there.
Once you got close, you could see how old they are.
I don't give a fuck. I was kept. Hey,
how,
hold on.
I mean, because you know gymnastics, how well do you play the gay friend?
I play really good gay friend.
You know what? You're in a new state, though.
Yeah,
so it shouldn't matter how old they are.
No, not even that. It wasn't for me. And the sad part about it, I'd rather be sitting there with the two older women than three other dudes. Sitting there with Ray, JR, Miguel. I'm like,
This is JR Redwater?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're sitting there with those three. And like, those two?
Or these three?
We're at a club. There's people dancing. So do I want to dance with these three dudes or these two women?
Women would be.
One of them had a cane.
One of them had a cane?
No, it's all right to dance with them. He spent all night with them. That's what I'm saying. There comes a point in time where
in case his wife listens, when you say all night, he was just chatting them up.
All night. No. They came home with us. We bung that and put it on. Ray and I switched that. No. Ray's like, shut up. Ray said he's thirsty.
There was a threesome with the two old chicks and Darius. Yeah. Brock on his fucking nuts. Just like.
Damn nuts. I took one for the podcast, man. One for the podcast, baby. Come on.
We're going to tell this story soon.
Yeah.
No, but would you have hooked up with them?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
That's marriage ain't worth.
Why would you put.
Old fucking poon, man.
Yeah, why would you put.
What's wrong with old poon?
Some old strange. You're not going to give up your marriage for that.
Old strange.
Yeah, not unless you had a lot of
money. I love when people call it strange. I'm trying to go get some strange tonight.
Is that too Midwesty?
No, I like it. No, I actually do like it. I have a friend, another comic, Pedro Salinas, who says, I'm going to go sleaze on some girls.
Nice.
It's just
name
like,
drop. Look at that.
That is the best. Well, I just want to give Pedro a shout out. He's a great comic.
Yeah, he is.
Everyone should look him up.
What I love it is like Manny's going back and forth.
Yeah,
right,
like a tennis match.
This pit bull that wandered in is just like a great cameraman.
Yeah, he just took over the show. Where do we got him at? We need him. We need him.
I think sometimes we actually need like a it's your turn to speak fucking like arrow.
you don't need that.
Feather
JR Redwater's not here. We don't need
to there's a racist guy.
There it is.
There it is.
Guy.
Bam! There's...
So now what do you have coming up?
Show-wise? December 17th, I'll be at Angel City Brewery in downtown LA.
Okay.
For a show called Pints and Puns.
Oh.
It's been going on for a good amount of time, for like the year.
I hear it's a real punny show.
Punny. And then I'm doing a toy drive for this clothing company called Wrong Way Kids, where bring an unwrapped, unopened toy, brand new toy, get in for free. There's going to be like an after party. I'm going to do a set.
Okay. Is there more comics coming in that one, or just you doing that?
It's me and then the guy I actually started out with who hasn't done comedy in like 2 years.
Who's that?
Justin Saunders.
Oh, yeah. Is he the one who helps you run the room?
Yeah. He got me the room that I'm in.
He basically just got you the room and then he said, I'm done.
No, he does like music. He books music shows and stuff. He got us the room for the comedy show. And he actually did comedy before me. And he did like, he's probably done like 12 sets. And he just doesn't like doing it. But he signed on to do the show for whatever reason. So it's going to be hilarious to watch him do however long he has to do. Probably 20 minutes.
Oh, jeez.
Nice.
Oh, that's
so don't save him either.
No. I'm
gonna... Just put him out there to die.
Yeah, you just got to put him out there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That doesn't
really work. And just yell hack the whole time.
Boo!
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Especially when they scream your name.
When's your next... the thing or whatever.
Comedy thing?
Comedy thing.
That's not until January 25th.
January 25th?
Yeah, we're off for the rest of the year.
Okay.
But
from your once-a-month show.
Yeah, because it's a monthly show. But January 25th, the lineup's all done. Matt Broussard from...
Mm-hmm.
He's done, like, stuff with E! And MTV and a couple other networks. And Sam Ridley.
Okay.
Is going to be on the show. And then... Couple other LA people who haven't done it before.
Oh, that's
newer,
cool.
Newer cats. So those shows will be good.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, but December 17th in LA and December 18th in Downey.
Nice.
So that's about it.
Did you have a website or anything?
I don't have a website. You can just follow me on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's at Matt Avila, but it's Matt with three T's. So MATTTAVILA.
Is that because you have trisomy disease?
Yes, okay. And also because the one with two T's was taken. So three T's is it? It is, and then that's the same for Instagram, and then Facebook is just Matt Avila.
Oh, that's cool.
What do you prefer to have people follow you on?
I don't know. Either of them. I don't care.
Do you tweet a bunch?
I tweet a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
this is the most fucking insane conversation.
This is a terrible conversation.
If Matt asks, so let it ride with
Matt asks, and I'll, ask, and I'll tell you, you
well,
have
there's
to,
so many guys that have Twitter that don't fucking, I like barely yeah. use it.
Do
like
you tweet on it?
Yeah. I don't know where this fucking conversation went, but yeah.
One Saturday and evening, I will get drunk and watch a movie.
And then tweet about
and
the movie?
Tweet about it as it's going on. And I only do like 5 tweets. Because I just get so drunk that I'm just like, I'm not going to do this anymore. So, yeah, about first 15, 20 minutes of the movie, and I'm like, I'm just going to watch this movie. This is just my me time. Have a glass of whiskey.
There you go.
Watch Punisher Warzone. Some shitty action movie.
Huh. I like the glass of whiskey part. He lost me after that.
This nerd mentioned comic book movies, and I was out.
Yeah. I'm not a nerd.
No, I'm the nerd.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You're not the nerd. Matt's the nerd. That's the fucking tweeting questions.
You know, and look at what we got. We got like 45 seconds of conversation out of it.
We got some time filler.
Good for Josh.
That's Matt Cole's set.
By the way, my first CD, the first one I got is going to be called Time Filler.
Time Filler. Yeah. That would actually be really good. Yeah. That would be really funny.
Space and time.
I don't know why... Like comedians with their specials will name it something that doesn't have anything to do with any of their jokes. Like that's just odd to me.
Yeah. Because you would think it has something to do with at least one of your jokes and one of your topics you're going to be relating to.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But like Stanhope had a pretty good reason for his new special.
Beer Hall Putsch?
Yeah.
Because the Frenzy
Hitler.
It's
a historical thing,
yeah.
So. Sure. But yeah, back to specials. You guys want to see my special? I brought it. I brought this 20-minute
no,
train wreck.
Cool, do you actually have... I mean, this is between us. Do you have the Derek Murray footage, too?
I don't have his footage. He has his footage.
Oh, God, I need to see it.
No, it's going to be cool if you progress in comedy and you become big. One day you're going to put that shit out and laugh about it. It's going to be hilarious.
Or,
like, I'm sure like all your fans... All 15
of my fans.
They're
going
to love to fucking watch
this. But if you have 15 fans buying you $10 each CD, then...
Hopefully.
Yeah, then you're...
That's 150, right?
There it is.
Is that what the math comes out to?
That's what that math comes out to. The glasses are working.
Yeah. There's something else behind the glasses.
Oh, good. I appreciate that.
No, I wish I had Derek's footage. I want to watch it.
Yeah,
I want to see how good it is.
I think
there are 9 people at his.
Okay.
There's even. I think little. I walked. Wait,
he went the first.
It was the same night. Yeah.
Oh.
Evel went first. He walked half the room.
Yeah, walked half the room. Derek had to do a hot 20 from 9 people.
Oh wow.
My favorite was he kept laughing and saying, "Oh, we're just gonna edit this part out."
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you're gonna edit this whole thing out.
It's just gonna be a 2-minute clip. Like, not even long enough to submit to comedy festivals.
It took to a Vine.
So you're like, so I'm half white, half black. You probably which one's the black half? It's the lazy half.
Credits. Written and performed by. Do you guys submit to festivals?
I just tried the San Diego one. I'm hoping to hear back.
Oh, yeah. That one. I submitted to that one.
Okay.
Then I'm getting stuff ready for Bridgetown.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
I heard good things about Bridgetown. That's a Portland one, right?
I need I need someone to actually come out and videotape something other than on a cell phone.
That would
help.
Yeah, that would be...
I pointed at it.
That's great. That would be helpful to have a... Well, you could send that 5-spot video.
Yeah, send a 5-spot one.
Dude, I put it on my website as a joke. That's the only place it's ever going to... I'm actually thinking about re-releasing my first time ever doing a filmed open mic at Flappers.
In Claremont?
In Claremont. They,
that place is still in business?
Is it? I don't know. I haven't been back in like a year now.
I've never been back to Flappers.
Have you ever been there, Ray?
Yeah. The Claremont, yeah.
Yeah.
It's out of business? Is that what happened?
No, I don't know if it is.
Yeah. No, that's actually how we met.
Yeah, oh, is that how you guys met? Mm-hmm. Okay. At the open mic?
No.
At the gay bar downstairs. Yeah.
What is that place called, Matt?
I believe that one's called the Flamin' Flamingo. it's right next to the Pink Kitty.
The Pink Kitty. It's double meaning.
It is.
It's vagina. Mm-hmm. It's the joke.
Yeah, it's a double entendre. Yeah. You got it.
Oh, that's what I... double entendre.
I'll give you the big words.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for not simplifying it for me.
Yeah. Well, the college degree, I figured you'd pick up.
Yeah. Political science, though. I don't really know shit. I just know to be mad at what's going on right now. And then that's for no reason. I just don't know why.
Ferguson! Yeah. Man!
I just know hashtags. That's all political activism is now.
Yeah,
it's hashtags and sharing pictures.
Yeah, he changed your profile picture all the time. Yeah. So that's... That's top of the line.
Share this picture and things will change.
Yeah, the only thing that's changing is the profile
picture. Did you ever have that equal sign on your profile picture?
No, I never did that. I try to not have any of my social media things like have political.
Are you political at all? And you're like,
I am, but like online, I just don't try to show it because people will be like, why do you think that way?
Right.
Why do you... And
it's like religion.
Yeah, it's just like religion. Like, there's no reason to... For me, I wouldn't ever make that public. Like,
well, as a socialist, that's not even popular anyways, right?
Exactly, yeah. As a socialist, as a proud member of the Communist Party as well. It's not right to...
Well, we got to get pictures later of his Marxism tattoos.
Yeah. And my Che Guevara shirt that I'm wearing. Was he communist or Marxist?
Yeah, he was some one of them.
He was one of them. He had a red star on his hat.
Yeah. I don't know. He didn't do shit for white people. I didn't learn that history.
You only know Jeff Gordon and...
David Duke. Things that were important to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I almost bought a t-shirt the other day. It was a picture of George Washington. It says, look, the first white president. And I was just... Because of all the Obama ones.
It's
just the first black president t-shirts that are, like, they're everywhere right now.
Have you ever thought maybe George Washington wasn't even real?
No, you're right?
Yeah, there's no, like, real evidence of him ever living.
Well, don't they have his wooden teeth? Don't they have, like, his wooden teeth?
But they're wood.
So you would honestly believe that they fabricated a story?
Oh, absolutely.
Dude, American history? Absolutely.
Wait.
Yes.
This is that part about it. It preached it for years to all of us that this guy existed that chopped down the cherry tree.
Well, the cherry tree is bullshit.
Cherry tree's not real.
Just
let him explain.
And then educate all this to all the people so that they can keep the man down.
Yeah.
Right on. I'm with you. Fuck you, I'm with you.
The only problem is, like, there's more records than just American records that because, like, you know, to the winner goes, you know, the victor goes to spoils and we get the right history, but... You know, there was a lot of English journals about him and all the other ones. Unfortunately, he did exist.
Maybe not as the president, but he was here.
He was here.
Yeah.
He was here, and he fought a war.
He's the only president who's actually fought in a war.
Yes.
No, I'm sure Carter, maybe.
No, I think Carter
not Carter.
Wasn't he?
Andrew Jackson?
JFK did.
JFK fought.
Oh, okay.
JFK did he fight? In the war? Okay.
Andrew Jackson was in it.
Oh, Andrew Jackson?
Ulysses
S. Grant.
All of the presidents who were during the Civil War time, those guys actually fought.
Yes, they actually had to fight. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are tough bastards.
Yeah.
Andrew Jackson, old Ironside. My favorite quote about him is on the presidential lawn, he goes, get that savage. Because the only good Indian is a dead Indian.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before.
He's a fucking president. Yeah. He's on the 20.
Yeah, he's the $20 bill guy.
Yeah, and he's circulated all through the reservation.
Yeah, so we got the Washington Redskins, and we got Andrew Jackson on $20 bill.
Yeah, we keep him
down. When are people going to ask to get him off the $20
bill? Yeah, right? Of all people, they should get his ass off
right?
it.
Who, I wonder who they
could... Well, there's the feminist group that's still trying to get Franklin off the 100.
Really?
He's not a president, so he was an ambassador, but he was a huge womanizer at the time, too.
That's nothing wrong with womanizing.
Yeah, but you really know...
Dude, he had a great quote. He says, great men need not know but the charm of one woman.
Yeah, but who really says he was a womanizer? Some bitch told a story?
And dude.
Some woman
who
said
something. He had, like, multiple mistresses and, like, parents and, like, had, like, a separate
family. That was just the life of a man back then.
Yeah, that's just the exact life of a man.
They were all alcoholics, dude. Yeah. Fucking Churchill was, like, one of the biggest...
Oh, Churchill's a huge
They were fighting for tea, dog. Yeah. They were drunk. There was no tea fighting, bro.
There were some cops buried underneath that.
Mind you, all my knowledge comes directly off what I read on the internet, so...
It all comes from drunk history. That's where it all comes from.
It's drunk history.
Yeah, we're definitely on our way to drunk history. Yeah.
Talk history all night.
Yeah, this is what Matt Cole's all about. The history lessons.
Yeah, get drunk and then talk history about...
I do like the histories. The whatnots. And the
spout
who's.
Off quotes and stuff.
Mm-hmm. And numbers.
Numbers.
You guys want to get biblical knowledge? Just go in it, man.
No, I don't talk religion with friends.
What are your thoughts, feelings, and Gideon in his army?
No, don't talk religion with friends.
I don't talk religion with friends.
No, neither do I.
Hang out with friends.
Yeah, good. Yeah, like I said.
What about, like, romantic interests? No?
I'm
mean?
Married. I have no romantic interests.
You don't have any interest
yeah,
in
you,
anything.
That's their conversation. You other guys. Yeah.
I don't know.
I've done something recently that I'm not proud of, romantically. I was sick of like just sitting around and not like going out with girls. Well, I've had sex. I've yet to pay for sex. I feel like I need you to get like a good job. Well, I've paid for it in the long run, and I've taken girls out. Like,
yeah.
But I've never physically paid like the act of prostitution. Has not yet.
Yeah,
there
yet.
You know, there's obviously the word yet. I decided to do the numbers game. I went on OkCupid. I answered 250 questions.
Sirius looks so disappointed.
I went to the search. I put in like advanced search. I
250
searched.
Questions? You sat through 250 questions?
Dude, it is the... Dude, I'm not... Some of these bitches done like 1,500. Like, who does that many?
Shit. Wait, Matt, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
If... Who is like the most attractive woman to you?
Like, ever?
Precious. Yeah, like actress, whatever. Yeah. Precious.
No.
Okay.
No, what's her real name? Zoom and know it.
Gabby Sidibe.
Of course you'd fucking know that. Of course you would fucking would know that. You and people who care.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, there's some really hot chicks out there, but I don't have like a
Well, name a really attractive actress.
But I've been jerking off to
you? Yeah.
Okay. Shit. I'm back to Phoenix Marie again. Her older stuff was
okay.
Is she a porn?
She's a porn actress.
Her older stuff went a little dark for me, but like...
Well, I'm sorry.
Okay, let me just ask you the question I wanted to ask you. If Phoenix Marie said, hey, answer these 250 questions, would you sit there and do it?
Fuck yes.
But what if you didn't have sex with her after?
Then...
You would still answer the 250?
Because the opportunity's there.
I don't understand your logic in that.
If a really hot girl...
It's the same logic of typing in Phoenix Marie.
That's true, yeah. And
250
pretending
strokes.
To have sex with...
Yeah. I'm not understanding your question.
250 strokes?
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of strokes, Darius.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
So a hot chick says, hey, answer these questions.
Would you sit there and answer 250 questions?
If the possibility of me hooking up with her, absolutely.
Yeah,
I think every dude would sit there with 1,000.
But it's stupid shit. Like, are you happy in life? Yes.
A plus.
Like, do you like discussing politics? Sure. You know, like, it's just like stupid, like, blah, 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 quick clicks.
And what are the questions minutes. For, though? So they
it's just so you start, you can line up, like, who has similar shit. You matches you better. My favorite thing about OkCupid, though? You can search by match, and you can search by enemy percentage.
Oh.
So I'm like...
So you could hate fuck someone.
No, dude, not just that, but like I found a girl who was 100% my enemy. I'm like, this is what superheroes need to find their arch nemesis. Like, this is amazing. Anyway, she looked like a total bitch. So
Perfect.
She just looked like a white lady then.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't
a white chick. No, she definitely wasn't a white chick.
Oh.
No, she definitely wasn't a white chick because she was an enemy. He loves all white girls.
But my racial preferences are completely open. I'm not looking for a white chick.
Yeah, you've dated a black girl.
I have. I got a
joke. And an Asian?
No, that's the one I haven't been there.
Really?
Oh, you don't like races?
Well, I'd love to, but I just feel I'm too large. I'd break most Asian girls. And like the real big thing.
Well, no, it depends on what Asian girl you go with. Because the Korean girls are pretty thick.
Yeah, well, that's the only problem. Like, the only Asian I'm ever going to probably be able to bang and it won't ever happen is like Margaret Cho. She's thick enough where I won't break her. But that's...
So you're married, Darius,
mm-hmm.
and Ray, you have a girlfriend?
He's fiancé.
He's engaged to be engaged. They got like two promise rings.
One of those engaged to be engaged.
She's got one on her toe. It's like,
that's your right.
Every
that's
year it's a different right. promise ring. He's going to get 20 promise rings.
Luis, you? Single? Yeah, ready to get
he's
out of
computer,
the town.
He's computer
just,
dating.
He just bought a Beamer. That's why I know what that's about.
Yeah, you bought
a Beamer for real?
Yeah, he just bought a Beamer.
What happened to your car that like fell apart?
Oh, it's
that
right out front, too.
Oh, you still got that?
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of Beamer you got?
All three.
Nice. Did it come with a bumper this time? Or?
He's like, I can't have this.
Yeah, no. I'm not used to driving.
I know. I wouldn't even know how to drive this. What the fuck is this bumper?
I didn't want all the luxury equipment.
What is this shit?
It's better gas money.
And then, obviously, you're single.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if he's answering 250 questions on OkCupid.
Wait, how did you sit through the entire 250? Did you break it up?
I broke it up into like 15 minutes. Like 50 minutes there, 50 minutes there. It only took like a half hour to do it. So it was one day.
Yeah, he did about 100.
And spent that half hour at a bar.
Because of our sponsor, so badass, Dreamhost.
Yeah, I both to the fucking store spent that half an hour.
Dude. Just tell him, hey, nice bunch of kale you got there. And
you're a religious guy. Go
but
to
what
church.
I did is once all that was in, I put it in. I went through and I found the 50 chicks I liked the most. And I messaged all of them the same message. It was funny. It was witty. It was cute. It had options. It's like fucking chick bait for it doesn't matter who you are.
What was your message?
I'll give you a shot. I'll show you that.
I will fuck you and suck you.
Yeah. Like, you want a dick pic? No. It's out of those 50, 22
it's
responded.
Funny, it's witty.
Out of those 20. But dude, like, there was the one chick. She was insane. She called me anti-Semitic because I don't like bagels and lox. I just don't like salmon. I just don't dig salmon. I didn't know that makes me hate Jews because I don't like salmon. Like, there's like a lot of crazy ones out
Jews,
there.
Yeah, man.
I don't like salmon.
Yeah, with the owl, buddy. Salmon. That's exactly. I don't like pea pneumonia either.
Pea pneumonia.
Your recipes. Do you ever get your recipes?
My recipes.
By the way, it's colonel.
It's like colonel.
Jesus, so this chick actually called you anti-Semitic.
Yeah, well, talking to her, she's like,
oh, you know what that meant, though, when
she
said
was,
it.
I know, great. I know what anti-Semitic
he
means.
Google translate.
What the fuck is she trying to say to me?
I'm like, but I go back, like, I like Mel Brooks movies. How can I be?
Yeah, that's just like a black guy. Like, I listen to The Chronic.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. How could I be racist?
Yes.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
I used to own MWA albums. Yeah. 100 miles of running, bitches.
Oh, wow.
No, I ain't running nothing. No, you're absolutely
if
right.
If Matt ever comes in like, guys, I'm exercising today, he's just like,
yeah, right.
You're like, people be concerned for me. Like, are you okay? Are you dying?
They're like, what did they turn the key on?
What was the prognosis?
And my family, like, what did they find? What did they find? Yeah, like, what's going on? Like, I just, you know, don't want to be the poster boy for heart disease anymore. I mean,
like, you're from Chicago, though. Everyone looks like you.
Yeah, there. That's sad. You guys have no idea, like, how this is like a Midwest six.
Do you just blend? Do you just blend in over there? Like, that's the
honestly
only place
put me
blended.
Downtown. Well, see, downtown Chicago has like the fatties like me. Then they have like some decent people. But in the wintertime, I love the chicks because they all put on like the fucking winter 20, man.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's just like they just like Mike's their mozzarella sticks up. And then they, you know, they work it down to their fucking beach body, which nobody goes to the beach because it's like Michigan. And it's
not a beach.
Well, it's disgusting water. Oh. It's only been lit on fire once. Lake
the
Michigan's
whole
only
lake
been lit on
has
fire
been
once.
Lit on fire.
Yeah.
Well, how long ago was that?
Fucking like 50, 60 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
They used to take the petroleum product and
Darius,
just like just
really
let the
that?
Gasoline leak into the water.
We're off from Louisiana.
Cleveland's rivers burned like four times, so we're not the worst city.
No. Yeah,
Cleveland, drink the terrible. Water that comes from Idaho. When they put it actually in from the faucet, somebody took it and
fracking?
Dripped it, and then
fracking?
And it went.
No it's way. Methane. Yeah, we had that shit when you have a sub pump in a lot of these places in the suburbs.
Holy shit!
And if it rushed too much, you get methane in the pipes, and you can light your water on fire.
Yeah, then just watch it just like
that's
a torch.
Fucking crazy. Yes. You can cuss on this, right?
Yeah. Well, not anymore.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's over.
And you did the Idaho Laugh Festival, right?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, how was that?
You drink the water.
That was actually pretty cool, man.
You didn't drink the water though.
Are you going back?
No, I'm not going back.
One and done, baby. One and done.
I'm out. Yeah, it was cool though. It was fun, man. It was cool. It's great to like meet comics from out of state. That's not all L.A. or
L.A.
whatever. Yeah, just meet other people.
People.
That's
who
how I heard about the Bridgetown. So there's a couple people did about.
Yeah, it's kind of close.
Yeah,
there.
They did that.
It was
cool. Portland. Yeah, it's right. Next state, no,
like isn't it?
Yeah, it's somewhere near.
Yeah,
Bridgetown is that in Oregon or Washington?
Okay,
is that
Portland?
Portland, Bridgetown
is that where?
Yeah, it's in the Portland area. Yeah,
yeah. And then there's one in Seattle.
Yeah, there's Seattle International.
Oh, Seattle International, and then there's like a really small one called the Wenatchee Comedy Festival, and
like only have four. It's a competition there, like. Four venues that they use for that one.
I'd like to submit them more, but most of them use PayPal, and I have an issue with PayPal right
now. Oh, really?
They have flagged my account.
Oh, too many cam websites?
Yeah, that's what it is. No, some lady like tried using my shit like a year ago. I didn't know about it. So they think it's like I'm using like a hacked account.
But I'm, like, for I'm cam out. Websites. Have you guys ever used those?
No.
You
just get, dude,
you've never. You, how long
with
have you
the
been
free
for?
Internet on the porn, why would you ever pay
and
for
and
it? Well, why would you pay for any of that shit?
Because you could be like, hey, like, do this, and they have to do it.
For what?
For webcams.
Oh.
Everything I want to see a girl, everything I've ever wanted to see a girl do, has already been recorded and for free on the internet.
There's nothing I cannot find. Like the famous ones are way too expensive for me.
So who like
it's like $19.99 an hour. So you
so,
go,
so the one leg taking off her leg and putting it inside. Hey, so, wiggle that nut.
Take off that one leg you got there.
So you're like watching semi amateur.
Or very amateur. Very it's amateur. Like a lot. Well, a lot of girls who say they're in college, but they barely have teeth. So
yeah, community,
community college.
I saw a thing on Vice, dude. There's like talking about virtual porn now.
Yeah,
where, like they have a like the dude. It has like this basically like a pocket pussy, and across the through the wireless network, this chick could be like touching this dildo.
Oh,
and it would like stroke your dick.
And
then you wear like the Oculus Rift shit.
Like Demolition Man?
Yeah. And like the funniest part is like they tried to do this with the guy on screen, and like it was a perfect stranger. And this is like a virtual hookup, like literally a hookup.
Bronson Pinchot?
Yeah.
Perfect stranger?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. But like it was over the internet, and she was like, she was actually like in the other room or something, and she was going off, so man.
Internet prostitution.
Yeah, no, but it's free, so it's not really prostitution, but yeah.
Yeah, when you pay for it.
But,
so if you're paying for a webcam, it's not prostitution.
No, but, yeah,
it's like, what side is that?
No, but going back to webcam, that's what might end up happening, is you're going to buy a pocket pussy, and she's going to be doing that, whatever, on her end, and you will feel virtually
what she's doing.
Yeah.
It's look just too expensive.
Look at you.
Right.
So when she strokes down.
You guys have to sync up. You have to. I'm going really fast.
Yeah. Man down.
Speed
man
it
down.
Up. Yeah.
And then you start using Time Warner, so there's a lag connection.
Yeah. What happened to that? Internet drop.
It's true. Yeah.
Internet drop.
Actually, that actually happened in an episode. It's like, oh, shit. It didn't.
It cut out. I didn't pay my bill.
Because I'm too busy. Why the pussy?
Yeah. I like how you guys do your podcast. I promoted everything halfway through.
Uh-huh.
There he is.
And then just in case they turned it off after the history talk.
That's what you have to.
We could have had you promote it in the beginning, but let's be honest. I was going to a toy drive to begin with.
After we started talking about being 3 years into comedy and doing a half-hour special, I probably turned it off.
No, people probably say, well, who is this guy?
I got to go see him live.
Oh, my God.
I just see how terrible
he
is.
I already got a special at three.
Self-produced.
Well, there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. It's good, though, man. It was good.
Yeah, I had fun. You had fun?
Oh, this is great. It was a lot of fun.
You going to hang around for a little bit?
I'll hang out, yeah.
All right, cool,
So are you with someone? Or is just
no, I'm a single dude.
Just cam web.
Yeah, just cam girls. Just ASU hottie.
ASU hottie?
92.
Hey, I saw another thing. I saw MormonGirls.com. Apparently Mormon
really?
Girls.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. Mormon.
Was on...
You pay him to take off your special underwear?
Yeah. No, that's what you watch. That's what you watch.
Yeah.
I haven't checked it out yet, but I'm going to do it.
No, but really quick,
Mormon girls are hot as shit, dude.
Isn't like stuff like that kind of interesting, though?
Well, let's go up in Seattle. It's all of them Mormon.
They're all Mormon.
You know, they have so much freaking clothing on.
Ray, are you from California?
Yeah, from California.
Oh, okay, yeah. So to Ray and myself, that's really interesting, Mormon girls.
Yeah. Because
we're used to the Catholic school
girls.
Yeah,
but there's any girl group that's been, repressed are going to be, whores in college, dude. That's just,
That's all they do.
Every Catholic school girl, the second they get a dick there.
Yeah, you're smearing off ice, let us smell that strawberries farm, our blue farm. Just smell it.
Yeah.
Ooh,
drink some, what's that, two-buck chuck?
Oh, two-buck chuck. Trader Joe's. Yeah. That's
so tell them more again where we can find you.
You can find me on Facebook, just Matt Avila. Picture is me just looking really drunk.
And then Matt 3T's Avila.
Matt 3T's Avila on
Twitter
and Instagram.
What's your screen name for the webcam girls?
I make up a name. It's Marcus.
Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, exactly.
Marcus Aurelio.
Yeah, Marcus Aurelio. yeah, but you can find me on those.
You can find me in those in the cam.
Right,
yeah, you can find me in the cam rooms.
And who knows what their release schedule? At least January 25th, comedy thing back at the DBA Wine Bar in Pomona.
Yeah,
that starts at 8 o'clock at night.
8 p.m. And it's
Matt,
free, completely free.
Free
oh, wow,
to come
that's cool.
out.
Good yeah, Matt specials. Broussard from Stuff on MTV E Network, and Sam Ridley from The Man of Steel.
That's right.
Your film.
That's right.
1.2 seconds.
Yeah,
Sam.
It's a credit.
Yeah. Put it on your resume, baby.
Thanks for coming out, man. This was cool.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. This was
great. No problem, man. This is Darius with them nuts, man. We're out of here.
Thank you for listening to Them Nuts Podcast. Hope you enjoyed the show. Stay tuned for new episodes and other Them Nuts productions. Be sure to like and follow us on all the social media networks and Podomatic.com, because we have got more to come.